Hello Wanderers, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to go over a few things with you guys. We have an ever-expanding Discord server, built with some pretty awesome people. We'll leave an updated link in the show notes. Also, our Patreon has been updated with new perks. Patrons now have access to not only shoutouts and early episodes, but now exclusive content like monthly original tales and HD posters. So, if that interests you, consider checking it out. That's all the announcements we have. Thank you all for listening, and let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So, what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the simpler liminal labyrinths within the backrooms. So, I hope you have your sea legs, because today, we'll be no-clipping into level 17. Basic descriptions. Level 17 is the 18th level within the backrooms and has a survival difficulty class of 1. That being safe, secured, and has a minimal entity count. So overall, level 17 is a simple level to understand. Well, as much as you can understand the liminal wasteland known as the backrooms. It's your classic case of an overly sized, maze-like landscape. For the most part, outside a few rare cases, is fairly safe to traverse through, even for newly clipped wanderers. Since there isn't much else for us to say on this, let's hope into the appearances of the level, shall we? Appearances. Level 17 takes the appearance of the interior of an Essex-class air carrier. Due to the lack of identifying features being documented in the level data, it's unknown where the carrier originates or who might have built it. As you explore level 17, you'll quickly realize that the level is mostly made up of corridors and stairways, all of which are dotted and arranged in a varying of arrangements. Strangely enough, there is no documentation of the level changing its orientation, so marking your path as you go would be a great survival tip for those to follow while within this level. While traveling the ship, there is a chance of coming across flooded hallways. These hallways function as exits out of the level, so keep note of their locations if possible. Traveling for long enough, you may find yourself within the upper levels of level 17. These areas are pretty much the same, though supporting windows, which give off an unidentified light. Be very wary of these windows, not only because it's a well-known rule to not trust windows within the backrooms, but because the light coming from them will cause water to begin filling the lungs of wanderers caught in its rays. Getting away from the light can cause the phenomena to stop, so retreating from the area as soon as possible is your best bet to not be stricken with onset pulmonary edema. Those unable to get away in time will practically drown where they stand. Not a great way to go out, if I do say so myself. Scavenging supplies. When it comes to scavenging within level 17, other than maybe some industrial equipment normally found within an aircraft carrier, not much of value for the everyday wanderer can be found here. That's not to say the equipment here is valuable. Just that, unless a wanderer is sent here to find something specific, other levels would be more preferable. Entities. Within level 17 there is one confirmed entity type known to exist, though there aren't documented within the official entity list, or bestiary as we like to refer to it. These entities are known as imprints and are native to level 17. These entities are basically doppelgangers of wanderers who traveled through level 17. Though not physically a danger to wanderers, they are able to cause mental distress when viewed upon. This effect can become more severe if you look into their eyes. Doing so can cause the wanderer to either fall unconscious for a few hours or in worst cases to outright die. It's unknown if these effects are intentional by the implants or just a byproduct of some weird effect of the level. In either case, it's best to avoid all visual contact with these entities if possible. Settlements and outposts. So far, there are no known bases or outposts established within Level 17. Though, due to the relative safety of the level, establishing a functioning settlement here would be outside the realm of possibilities. Of course, if you're able to get past the presences of the imprints, that is. Ins and outs. In order to enter Level 17, the best way to do so is by swimming towards a light source within Level 7. Doing so will bring you to a room resembling that found within a ballast of a submarine. This room will be filled with water when first entering, but as the water begins to dissipate, an entryway into Level 17 will become accessible. Now with the entrances out of the way, let's get into how to leave the level. Here are the many ways of exiting Level 17. The first method of exiting is by traversing the upper levels long enough to come across a red metallic door. Entering this door will lead wanderers to Level 11. The next method is one we spoke about earlier, and that is by traveling through flooded hallways throughout the level. Doing so is stated to lead wanderers to Level 7. This could lead us to speculate that the carrier that makes up Level 17th of may actually be located within the same semi-planar dimension as Level 7. But that's a huge dive into the sea of speculations. Okay, that's enough for the nautical jokes. The last method and most mysterious way of exiting Level 17 are, well, it's not exactly stated what the method of traversal is. All we have to go off of is a note stating that a consistent though fairly rare way to enter Level 18 is present within Level 17. We'll just leave your imagination to fill in the blank on this one. I'm sure you guys won't disappoint. Closing words. So, that was Level 17 of the Backrooms. What do you guys think about the level? Why do you think imprints exist here? What do you think the unstated method of getting into Level 18 is? We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, and Evie Jeebies. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Barry, and Gibson. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.